Today we're going to learn Bechorot Daf Kaf Gimel. We're going to start about 10 or 11 lines from the top at Etive. Okay, what we're questioning here is Rabbi Yirmiah. We saw Rabbi Yirmiah on Kaf Bet that he said that Matzah Minit Minovene Or, that even when something's canceled, it's not canceled entirely. It's canceled at the given moment, but it could be revived because the item is still considered there even though there was Dine Bitu. So that's something we're going to question today. It says in the Mishnah in Para, about Para Aduma, Efer kasher shenitarev be'efer mikle, hochim achar rov letame. If we have non-kosher, I'm sorry, we have kosher for Para Aduma ashes, which normally is mitame, because we always say that's something unique about the Para Aduma, right? The whole purpose is to purify, but those who deal with it become impure. So you have this Efer kasher that gets mixed up with Efer mikle, which is just stam ashes. We follow the rov l'tame. So if most of the ashes are Para Aduma ashes, we're going to be mitame. And if most of it is not Para Aduma ashes, we're not going to be mitame. Right? Iruba Efer miklehu lo mitame. V'iyamar tuma kamandi itedami. We're now going to ask along that line of thinking. If you say that the rov is ever makleh, regular ashes, it's not going to be matame. But if you say that the tumah still exists, like Rabbi Yirmiah says, so then yihidi b'maga lo matame. I understand you're going to say it's not matame tumah maga. Why? What is tumah maga? I touch it, I'm not tame. Why? Because I'm touching part of it, which means we could always say rov. Chances are, right, the majority of this isn't problematic, isn't going to be matame me. So anything I touch, we can assume wasn't that part. But letame b'masa, but it should be matame tuma masa. Why? What's masa? Masa is that I'm carrying something, let's say, the classic example, I'm holding a tray, and on that tray are the ashes. So I'm not in direct contact with it, but I'm actually carrying it, I'm moving it. So now, what will we say? If, like Rabbi Yirmiah says, it's still in existence, then when I'm doing masa, I'm actually carrying tuma. Carrying a small part of the tumah, even if it's can't, right? It's canceled by rov. But what do we say? Canceled doesn't really mean canceled entirely. So therefore, it should be metame b'masa. So how does Rabbi Yirmiah answer this? Ha'itmar alam Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Chanina tahor miletame b'maga aval metame b'masa. He says b'diyuk exactly what our question was. He says, oh no, you're right. When we say it's metame, we only meant, we say it's not metame, we only meant it's not metame b'maga. But it would obviously be matame b'masa based on what Rabbi Yirmiah said, that it's still in existence. So now they ask another question against Rabbi Yirmiah. V'hamar Rav Chisda nevela b'tela b'shchuta. Okay, nevela is canceled out. If you have, let's say, one piece of nevela and two pieces of kosher shechted meat, so the nevela is canceled out into the shchuta. She'i'afshar l'shchuta she'te'aseh nevela. It's impossible for a behemah that was slaughtered properly to become a nevela. And therefore, this is a mim b'she'en omino mixture. And what happens in mim b'she'en omino? It's canceled. Now, again, what are we going to say? Nihidu b'maga lo matame. I understand that we're going to say this doesn't have tumah nevela to it. But letame b'masa. But it still should be matame b'masa. Because again, you're carrying all three pieces at once. You are still carrying the tame one in there, even if it's canceled berov, but at this point, you're still carrying it, and if we say it's not fully canceled, then this would be an example of where we would view it as if it wasn't canceled. You know, where we would say, therefore, it's metame. So has Rabbi Yirmiah answer this? Armale atu mid Rav Chisda maninule. You taught this whole thing in the name of Rav Chisda, the nevela b'tela b'shchuta. Right, and then right, she'efshar l'shchut she'asen nevela, and therefore it won't be mitame, which we assume that it won't be mitame maga, but it will be b'masa. So ana midrabi chia manina la. You said it like that. Rav Chisda said this, but I say that it was way earlier than Rav Chisda. It was in the time of the Tanaim, and Rabbi Chia taught it. Tani Rabbi Chia, and this is what he said: nevela u'shchuta b'telot zo b'zo. Right, they cancel each other out. You know, if let's say there's two of one and one of the other. V'itmar alam Rabbi Yossi b'Rabbi Chanina tahor miletame b'maga aval mitame b'masa. He says, my version, Dafka, has exactly what you said, right? That breakdown, that while it's Tahor for Masa, it would still, Tahor b'maga would still be Matameh b'Masa. Bahadatnan, third question of Rabbi Yirmiyah. Now we're going to prove from our Mishnah. We're going to disprove Rabbi Yirmiyah. Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov Omer, Be'imaga sasha shafach ha'ra'at dam, ha'rezo tikaver, v'niftera mina b'chora. It gets buried and it's patur from b'chor. V'tani Rabbi Chiya, Rabbi Chiya taught a bright on this, Eina matama lo b'maga v'lo b'masa. Amai. Again, same question. Nihi de b'maga lo matame, titame b'masa. Understand Samatabi Maga, because again, the fetus, the dead fetus, is canceled to the bigger object. But if you were to carry this whole chara dam, in theory, in there, again, according to Rabbi Yirmiyah, who says it's not canceled, that is still in existence, right? And therefore, it should be Matabi Mimasa. At this point, Rabbi Yirmiyah doesn't have a good answer, and therefore, Ishtik. He was silent. So now the Gemara suggests a possible answer. Maybe this case of the fetus is a case where it's the fetus there is, it's disgusting and it's not roi for achila, and because it's not roi for achila, that's why it's not matame b'masa. So it's a totally different reason. So now they say, well, that only works hanicha lebarpada. Amar tuma chamura ad the ger, betuma kala ad the kelef. And ha lo chazi the ger. I can understand why you might say that this is tuma srucha and it's not matame, because it's not roi for a person to eat. And anything that's not roi for a person to eat, what are we going to say? So if it's not roi for a ger, right, this is the beginning of what Bar Pada said, tuma chamura ad the ger. What does that mean? That if you have, okay, there's two different interpretations. We'll stick with Rashi. Tumah chamura is tumat masa. You need it to be ad l'ger. What does that mean? Has to be edible for a person. Why they specifically use ger? Because the pasuk about nevela talks about a ger. It says, lo tochlu kol nevela, la ger yisher b'sharecha titnena. Give it to a ger that's in your gates. This doesn't mean, by the way, a convert of nowadays. It means what we call a ger toshav, someone who keeps the Sheva Mitzvot B'nei Noach. But here, what it just means is, it means for human, if it's fit for human consumption. So again, what does he say? If your Bapadu holds the Tumat Masa is only something that's ra'oi for a person to eat, so the reason why this charara, this chunk of blood, is not matame at all, is because it's because it was disgusting to begin with and wasn't ra'oi for a ger. But when it comes to tumah kala, which is tumah maga, this doesn't have to do with our issue, it's on the side right now, then it would be ad l'kelev. Then it would be something that even a dog can eat. So now they say, so again, where did we start with? We suggested that maybe the difference between the chara and what Rabbi Yirmiyah said is that the chara is tumah srucha. It's disgusting, in which case it doesn't have Tumat Nevela at all, right? B'masa either. So now they say, Ela l'Rabbi Yochanan, right? So that all works well with Bar Pada, who says the Tumat Chamura has to be edible by man. But according to Rabbi Yochanan, who says, Achad Zo v'Achad Zo ad l'Kelev, both Tumat Chamura, Masa, and Maga, right? The Nevela is still going to be problematic, right? As long as it's Ra'oi for a dog to eat. Even if not, it's not fit for human consumption. Hachazia lekelef, right? In this case, the chara is in that category of it's roi for a kelef. In which case, what are we going to say here? So the Gemara answers, kasha. In fact, this is difficult. And now we're going to go more into what Bar Pada said. Gufa. Bar Pada amar, tuma chamura ad leger, v'tuma kala lekelef. Rabbi Yochanan amar, achadzo v'achadzo ad lekelef. Okay, both of those, it's going to have to be ra'oi for a kelef. Okay, so now, that's what we saw before, right? Machloka Bar Pada said, tumah chamura has to be edible by human consumption, whereas Rabbi Yochanan says, no, even for a dog, it'll still be matame, tumah masa. My time de Bar Pada, what's his proof? Dichtiv lo tochlu kol nevela, lager v'chule. What do you see here juxtaposed? nevela and ger. So haruya leger kriya nevela. Zo sheina ruya leger ena kriya nevela. Okay, if it's roi for a ger, then we call that a nevela. If it's not roi for a ger, then we don't call it a nevela. That's very simple reading of, you know, again, juxtaposition of the words nevela and ger. Therefore, it won't be metame tumat masa. Ve'idach, but Rabbi Yochanan holds, l'mi'ute hechad yisricha me'ikara. What does he do with that pasuk? So he says, oh, yeah, it's not to teach you about tumah chamura, right? That it has to be fit for human consumption. No. Tumah chamura even could be as long as it's roi for achila kelef. What's this pasuk coming to do? It's to exclude a case where if it was disgusting to begin with, as if it had already rotted beforehand, then we're going to say there's no tumah masa. Right, which is basically because a nevela gets its name from being a nevela, not from meat that was rotten beforehand. Ve'idach, so how does Bar Pada relate to this drasha of Rabbi Yochanan? Hisricha me'ikara lo tzricha kra l'miute. You don't need a pasuk if something was disgusting from the beginning, because it's afra ba'almahu. Of course it's not going to be mitame nevela, because it's nothing, basically. Okay, so now, what we saw from before is that Rabbi Yochanan is modeh, right? He admits that what? A nevela that wasn't ra'oi from the beginning, a sricha me'ikara, is not metame. So now the Gemara is going to ask a question on this. Tanan, it says in our Mishnah, or not in our, right, in Kaf Aleph, Amubet, Rabbi Lezer ben Yaakov omer, behema gasa sheshavach harat dam, harei zo tikaver v'nifteret min bechora. That's our Mishnah. V'tani Rabbi Chia. Rabbi Chia said about this. V'eina metama lo b'maga v'lo b'masa. And it's not metame at all, according to Rabbi Chia. So I'm Rabbi Yochanan mishum bitul b'rov naguba. What's the reason why it's not batel? It's not metame. Is because it's batel b'rov, right? Because there's all this other stuff mixed in with it, and it's canceled to that. So now Rabbi Yochanan, based on what he said earlier, it doesn't make any sense. Why? My yiriya mishum bitul barov. Tipuklei delo etchazei leger klal. You don't need to say because of bitul barov. You just need to say because it's not roi for a ger. And that's why, right? No human being would eat this chunk of blood that comes out from the animal. So what did they answer? Why didn't Rabbi Yochanan answer that? And why did he answer something else? Hanami etchazei mikara leger. Agav ime, even though this is disgusting, it was originally okay to be eaten because when it was in its mother's womb, if you would check to the mother, you'd be able to eat whatever was inside. So therefore, that's why this is not. That's why he said mishum bitul barov naguba and didn't say because of its ra'oi lager, that it's not ra'oi lager. The real reason is this really is ra'oi l'ger, and therefore that's not a good reason. Because it was ra'oi l'ger, right, agav ime. If and when we were to have slaughtered the mother earlier, we would have been able to eat it. Tznan hatam, Mishnei Machshirin. Rabbi Lezer ben Yaakov Omer, Sir Tahor, we're going back now to this fish brine that we talked about the other day. Okay, we have fish brine, which was Tahor. Now, to explain that what's the case, it was tamei, but we did hashaka. Remember, we talked about that the other day, where as long as it's touching water, we can say that if, and we had two options, if the fish brine part of it, the fish juice of it, was the majority, then that's not matame tumat ochlin, and the rest is batel to it. If it wasn't, if the, if the water was the majority, then we need to do hashaka, okay, in order to be metaher. So now, what do we have? We have the sir dagim tahor, shenafal letocho mayim kolshehu, tameh. If it falls, any bit of water falls into it, that's already going to tip the balance, and we're now going to have, right, it's going to be tameh, even though, right, we're going to say basically this is tameh. So Amar Rav Nachman, Amar Rav Ravua, we're going to explain it better in a minute. Zot omeret nechshedu amei ha'aretz la'arev mechtza mayim b'tzir. Okay, by the way, I forgot to mention this, but we're talking about a tzir tahor, meaning Why was it tameh to begin with? I told you it was tameh, but it was fixed by Hashaka. Why was it tameh to begin with? Because it was dumb. It was from an Amma Aretz. An Amma Aretz are suspect about this stuff. So now, what happens? We say like this. It must be that Nechshadu Amma Aretz to mix half of the they kind of diluted their brine, their fish brine, and half of it was actually water. Why? That's why if you add a teeny little bit of water, then already you're going to tip the balance and it's going to be a majority. Right, you're going to tip the balance and you're going to end up with a majority of water, which is then going to be problematic because when you did the hashaka before, remember, said if the majority was fish brine stuff, then the water is just canceled to the fish brine, in which case, when you did hashaka, it wasn't effective because they're really, right, we kind of canceled out all the water. So now they're going to ask, according to this, though, v'lama li mechza, so why did it have to be 50-50? Afilu b'tzir mi mechza nami, even if, why do we have to say that amei aretz or chashu, that there is 50-50? Really, you could have said, they're chashu that it's a little less than 50%. They put a little less than 50% water in it. Why? Because v'hane mashu, havale palga, because as soon as you put the mashu in, that already makes it 50-50. Upalga lo batil. And if it's 50-50, well, you can't just cancel that kind of thing. Right? In other words, if you can't say that anything cancels out the other because you don't have a rov. So now the Gemara answers, Ema ad mechza. As you could say that it's until half. Okay, meaning that the Amei Aretz are suspect that they put almost half water. And that's why they get to, well, once they add the mashu of water, then already you don't have the rov of the tzir to go against the water. Ibai Dema, another answer. Tuma Dema Aretz Durabanan, V'tuma Mashkin Durabanan. The whole thing we're talking about here of Tumat Amma Aretz, right, and Amma Aretz that he's suspect, that's only Durabanan, because we don't, maybe he really is taking it all. And Tumat Mashkin is also only me Durabanan. So Beruba Gazru Rabanan, Palgu Palga Lo Gazru Rabanan. So in the case, maybe this whole thing is just a gzera of the rabbis. And therefore, if it's Rove water, then the rabbis are going to be Gozer. But if it's exactly 50-50, well, then it's not worth their efforts to be gozer. Okay, new Mishnah. Rav Shimon Gamliel Omer. Halokech be'ema menika min ovei kochavim, ein choshashim shema bena shel acheret haya. Buys an animal. We don't know yet if it has offspring, but you see it nursing someone. So you can assume that he's not nursing someone else's, she's not nursing someone else's child, right? Someone else, some other animal's offspring. And therefore, right, if, as we can assume that this is her offspring, in which case she's Petura from Bechor. That's Rav Shimon Gamliel. He continues now and says, Kacha, Nichnas letoch edro v'ra'at hamav kirot. He sees the ones that already gave birth, minikot, and they're nursing. V'she'enam v'kirot, and he also sees the ones that haven't yet had firstborns, minikot, and he sees them nursing also. We don't have to assume that somebody went to the wrong, that they're nursing someone that's not their own. We can assume that the one they're nursing is their own, and therefore, if you have, let's say, a male who's nursing from the one who hasn't yet had, right, so you see one that hasn't yet had offspring and now it's nursing, so you can assume that that's a Bechor. Okay. I'm Rav Nachman Mishmei Derav. So now Rav Nachman says in the name of Rav, Hilchata Bekulei Pirkin Bar Miplukta. Everywhere in the Mishnah we pask in that way, except for if there's a Machloket. So meaning anything that was stated Stam in our Perek of Mishnayot, we hold that way. Samrav Sheshet, Amina Kinaim Veshachim Rav Amar Lahashmata. Rav must have been sleeping when he said this, halacha, because it makes no sense. Why? Ahaya. What case is he referring to in the Mishnah? Which Mishnah? Elam. Aresha, if you want to say the first Mishnah. But look at Manakum, what did we see there? Big Machloket. Rabbi Miflag Plige, Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Akiva. There's a big Machloket between them. Ella, Adur Elezer ben Yaakov. Maybe it's referring to the teaching of Rabbi Elezer ben Yaakov that we just saw in our Mishnah. But you don't need him to teach us that because Mishnah Rabbi Elezer ben Yaakov Kavinaki. Everybody knows that his teachings were simple and but totally accurate. And therefore, nobody disagrees with him. If he appears in the Mishnah Stam, we obviously hold that way. So again, Rav didn't need to make a statement for that. Ela Adram and Shim Ben Gamliel, Miflag Plige Bibraita. It's not like there's no one who disagrees with him. There's a Braita where Chachamim come and disagree with him. So Ela Ad Rabbi Yossi Ben Amashulam. It must be referring to Rabbi Yossi Ben Amashulam who appears in Kaftal and Amabet in the Mishnah, but can't be that because Hamarav Chadazimna, Damarav, Hilchatak Rabbi Yossi Ben Amashulam. He already said somewhere else, Rav, that the halacha is like him. So this statement can't possibly mean that. Ela a se'ar ba'amum. It must be referring to the se'ar of a ba'amum, which we'll get to on Daf Kapeh. We'll look at about that. Harebo tamishna miflag plige Rabbi Kavi ben Halev Rabbanan. But also, there's already people, right, there's already a disagreement about this. So if there's a disagreement, again, it falls into the category of what he said, only when there's no disagreement. So what's the answer? Really, it was talking about that case. But what's it teaching us then? If the Braita was cholek, hakamashmalan de Braita lo pluti. The idea is when he said that it doesn't include and if you say that, sorry, when Rav says we paskin like our Mishnah across the board, what he meant was we paskin like our Mishnah and Gamliel, and you're not to address the fact, right, except for when there's a machloket, you're not to assume that there's a machloket, because there's a machloket in a braita. That's not what we mean when there's no machloket in the Mishnah itself. So now the Gemara says, but wait, I have another question. Kevan dama Rav. So then why did Rav need to say that the halacha is like Rabbi Yossi ben Amishulam? Now assuming that what he means is Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel, then why would he say somewhere else halacha Rabbi Yossi ben Amishulam? Because really, he already said the halacha in our entire parak is like what the Mishnah says, and Rabbi Yossi ben Amishulam didn't appear as a machloket. So wouldn't it be obvious? So the Gemara is going to answer, E amar hilchata dekula pirkin, this is what I would have thought if you only had that and you didn't have halacha Rabbi Yossi ben Amishulam. What would you have thought? Maybe it's only referring to his case. And then umay bekulei pirkin. Why is it saying the whole parak? Rabbi Yossi taritama, because he actually says two things in that mission. And additionally, plugta debraita plugtahi. What does it want to tell you? It wants to tell you if the machloket exists in a braita, that's already considered sufficient to view it as something that's up for machloket. Lefichach, Ashmuina halacha Rabbi Yossi, Ashmuina de Rabbi Shimon Gamliel Kai. Uplukti de Braita, love plukti. So now you have to say that when he said halacha is like Rabbi Yossi, Rav said that that's the case, what was he trying to tell us? That we rely on Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, that we also hold like him, uplugti debraita la plugti. In other words, you would have thought, since there's a machloket about it in a braita, that maybe that's not what he was referring to. And therefore, he elsewhere said, I possibly Rabbi Yossi ben Amishulam, so that you would know that here, here, halacha Rabbi Yossi, ashwina and Rabbi Shimon Gamliel Kai, right? To say, the fact that there's a machloket and a braita doesn't mean that this is the case there's a machloket. And when Rav said, we paskin across the board, then right? When he said the halacha, the perek is all halacha. So, and as again, when he said the halacha is like Rabbi Yossi ben Amshalom, it was to say that the halacha is like him. But when I made my comment earlier, in this whole perek we hold like this, I was referring to Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel. Even though there's a brayta that's cholek, you should know that doesn't mean there's a machloket. And therefore, that was the case where I was mentioning we pasken that way. So we'll stop here.